Yo. What's the deal with this pop life? Hello, my name is Stephanie. You might know me from Side B Radio, the podcast, which is how you're hearing this episode. But my best friend and I decided we should start a podcast because what else are we doing? So, the most fun thing, I'm Stephanie, and so is she.
Woohoo! Stephanie Squared.
That should be the name of the podcast. Not really. But yeah, so I mean, so this episode is going on the platform just like I did when I started the Disney podcast Radio Mickey. So the people who are listening to this probably know who I am. So why don't you talk about yourself a little bit?
Okay. So my name is Stephanie. I live in Gainesville, Florida. I'm married. I have two kids, blah, 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 boring, right? So Stephanie and I go way, 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 way back to middle school when I asked her, do you like Matt Perry?
Not the actor. The way that we went to school with.
Yeah. And Matt Perry, if you're listening, what's up? Hello.
Oh my God, imagine. The boys that we have no idea what happened to, they'll all be like, oh my God, we heard your podcast.
So I think one of the big things that just solidified our friendship always was our love for pop music in the 90s and early 2000s. And one of our biggest loves was NSYNC. And we've just been nostalgic lately. And that's why we're here.
Well, No Strings Attached just had the 20th anniversary of that album release.
Yes.
And next year, on your birthday, will be the 20th anniversary of Celebrity.
Yes.
Which is weird, because we are not... We haven't aged 20 years since that album came out, so...
I'm still 17.
I don't understand. But yeah, so because of all the nostalgia that's been happening with NSYNC over the last, like... week and a half or so, not to mention all the downtime, I have fallen down the NSYNC rabbit hole.
Yes, for sure.
And like, I listen, that's the first thing I do in the morning. I have my cup of coffee, I log into my virtual workspace, and I turn on Lance's podcast. Literally, that's been my morning routine for the last however long this quarantine thing has been going on. Mm-hmm. But I'm loving hearing their stories, and I'm remembering all of mine. And the thing is, there is an NSYNC fan podcast that seems to be pretty popular. So I don't want to do the same thing they're doing. And that's when, like, you and I started talking about the fact that, like yes, NSYNC was it, but we saw everybody.
We did.
And listen to everybody. And
yes. Tried to meet everybody.
Met a lot of them, let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, I'm meeting some still, you know, later in life, but that's fine. But I just... We have a lot of stories, you and I. We have a lot of memories, and we have a lot of opinions.
Yes.
So... So I thought it would be fun to do... a podcast about more about like 90s pop versus like one specific band. And that way too, in the event that something exciting happens with anybody, we can, you know, we wouldn't be deviating. Like if it was like NSYNC specific, but then like, you know, Britney decides to go back on tour or something, which I know she's semi-retired.
And it breaks my heart because you know how I feel about Britney Spears, but I just don't ever see that happening again.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of rumors about that, and that's another thing that we can totally discuss, all these things about her. I mean, I see her Instagram stories, and I wonder what's going on with her, like her lives and stuff. Like, she doesn't, she looks a little nuts, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with her.
You know, I think with Britney, I just don't think that there's really anybody who's really looking out for her. It's always been about the money that she can make for people. And that's terrible because I feel like her father is part of that. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak for her. Like, I feel like her sister really does love her. And I feel like her mother probably does too. And like, there are things that we don't see, but what I see and perceive is that she has always been a moneymaker for everyone. And I don't think her mental health has really ever been taken care of and put as a priority. And even when she, you know, goes on her breaks and goes to find herself or whatever, I don't think that the underlying issue has ever really been addressed. And I think that early in her life, she had a lot of fame really fast and a lot of heartbreak really young. And I just don't think that she ever handled that the right way or worked through her issues.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting to see how the different, like, artists from, like, who started out super young, how they evolve, because some are super grounded and awesome and some are, like, super out there and a lot didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not so much, like, in the pop music scene. Like, I can't really think of anybody from, like, that era who, like, overdosed or anything like that. I mean, there are people who died from that generation. Like, I'm thinking, like, Left Eye and, like, Aaliyah and stuff. But those were, like, accidents.
Mm-hmm. Was it Rich Cronin from LFO, the one that was sick?
He had cancer. Well, there's two guys from LFO who passed away now.
Oh.
And both of them were, like, sick, like, illness, not...
Wow. Yeah, that's...
What's interesting to me is that the surviving member of LFO still tours. So...
Interesting. Okay.
I guess he does... I mean, I obviously haven't seen it at all, but I've heard that he goes out. I think he was on one of the pop tours that Lance is, like, hosting.
Okay.
And I guess he does some kind of big tribute thing to the other two guys. Rich passed a few years ago. I actually, listening to the NSYNC interview, the day that Rich Cronin passed was my sister's birthday, actually. And it was the day that Chris Kirkpatrick's wife finally agreed to go out on a date with him. So apparently, he said, like, he had been asking her out, and she was like, oh my god, no. Like, stop. Leave me alone. And then the day Rich died... he, like, texted her and was like, I'm feeling really bad. Will you come meet me for a drink? And she did. And the rest is history. But
look at that.
I feel like...
So what you're saying is you wish that Rich Cronin hadn't died? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, I wish he hadn't died anyway. I liked him. And that's another thing that we can definitely discuss in the future is that Mission Man Band. Do you remember that terrible show that VH1 did with Chris and Rich? And was it Jeff from 98 Degrees?
It was Jeff. Yes, it was Jeff.
Yeah. And the guy from Color Me Bad, which, what? But, because I personally feel there's a very distinct difference. Like, people say, like, 90s pop. But there is a distinction between, like, early 90s pop, which still consisted of, like, New Kids on the Block, Color Me Bad,
right,
Boyz
II
Men, etc. I mean, I know Boyz II Men is also R&B, whatever. They're not only pop.
Right.
But I'll Make Love to You is, like, on all the pop charts, so don't at me.
Okay, can we please get an NSYNC cover of that song?
Ooh. I don't know if I can handle that. I don't need to hear JC Chazé say he has plans to be within me. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah,
I just know that, like, in fifth or sixth grade or however old I was when that song was everywhere, I had no business singing those words.
I think I told my husband this the other day, that I danced with a boy to that song at my fifth grade dance. Why did they let us listen to that at the fifth grade dance? But
I mean,
like, teacher's responsibility here.
I know. Cause
I mean,
I remember...
obviously, I didn't know what that meant, but...
Right. I know, yeah, I don't think that we knew, like, that it was, like...
Right.
I think it was just, like, romantic, quote-unquote, but...
Yeah.
But the lyric is literally, I've made plans to be within you. Not with you. I've made plans to be with you. Within you. Terrible. But anyway, like I was saying, there's a distinction. I don't consider, like, Color Me Bad... in the same boat as NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees and every billion other bands and singers that there were in that time.
I think the pinnacle of that genre of pop was really like 97-ish to like 2003, right?
Yeah, would you agree with you. Yes, for sure. Because also Backstreet and NSYNC kind of ended around the same time, and then obviously Backstreet Boys came back, but there was a few years before like the Jonas Brothers blew up where there was like nothing from that. That's when like the emo rock and stuff started becoming really
like trendy. Avril Lavigne and stuff like that.
And like Panic and Fall Out Boy and all those bands. That like stuff that's when their resurgence. I feel okay. You know that I am ultimately a rock person.
Right.
And
I'm not
like some of those bands, but like I don't know them the way that like some of my friends do. And some of my friends are like, oh, this was
well, because your friends are 12.
Well, no, that's not true. And actually, what's funny is, like, my youngest friend, who is all mid-20s at this point, but my youngest, like, she's not into that stuff, so I'm not even sure, like, where she falls on how she feels about those guys. But, like, I have, like, friends who are, like, late 20s, early 30s, who were, like, freshman-ish, I guess, when I was graduating, kind of thing.
Right.
Or like eighth grade, maybe, when I graduated high school. And those are like their thing. Like, people were like so excited, like My Chemical Romance reunited and stuff. And I'm like, no. I know two of their songs, maybe. I just, no. I did get into Good Charlotte, though, but I feel like I got into Good Charlotte because they were friends with NSYNC.
Right. But I think they were also closer to that, like 2002-ish. Like, they kind of overlapped with NSYNC-ish.
Right, but I think like that Good Charlotte, it was kind of the start of that emo, I don't even know what to call it. Because I know it's not just emo.
I don't know if I just, like, if I just block that time period of music out, but I couldn't even really tell you who was out then. And, like, I don't know. It's just not as good.
Like, no, I mean, there was, like, a sweet spot of time for pop music.
Yeah.
And I suppose that we could compare, like, I feel like I can't even say it, but the One Direction, like, Ed Sheeran, and I think there are girl groups that are, like, kind of parallel to them. That was a big thing. And I do like some of 1D's songs, and I actually really enjoy Ed Sheeran.
So, I love Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, so they're cool, but I feel like
They're newer too.
That's what I'm saying. That like that their pocket of time, Ed Sheeran, One Direction, whatever, is the only thing that I would say is comparable to what we had in the late 90s, early aughts with NSYNC, Britney, Christina, Backstreet, everybody.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, some, you know, went off and did successful solo projects. Like, Beyonce is Beyonce. She started in Destiny's Child.
Right.
Which was a quartet that she ended up deciding needed to be a trio because she was outshining everybody.
They were great. I still listen to Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Like, they're great. And you know what? When I'm cooking dinner, that's really, like, the time that I'll listen to music, or when I'm cleaning. And I'm always asking Google to play me Destiny's Child or Britney Spears or NSYNC, like, because I just feel like it takes you back to a time when, I don't know, life was easier.
When you were a kid and you didn't have, like, responsibilities. I agree.
Yeah, no, and that's honestly, like, I listened to that stuff a lot last year when I was sick, and I don't know, I just always felt like I was back in that time and just happy, and like all these memories of like being in the car with you and Melissa and just listening to NSYNC full on, full blast, doing the bye 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 dance in the car, windows down, singing that big JC note. Like, those are times that, like, I think back to, and it really kind of got me through some of that darkness last year. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, when I'm feeling, like, sad, I definitely am like, what will make me feel better? Ah, NSYNC. Like, I've recently started talking to like some fans on like a Facebook group and stuff, and it's fun, but it's also like, it's weird because they don't fangirl the same way I do, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, they get excited about things and I'm like, I don't care about that, but this, and no one's with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that you and Melissa, your sister, and I had like this very distinct like love for them, and I think our stories are all kind of go back to not just them, but like that kind of music in general. And yeah, I think we loved them in a special way.
I feel like that's a Backstreet Boys lyric. It sounded really familiar.
Maybe it is. Hey, maybe I could write the next great boy band song.
Move over, Max Martin.
JC, call me up.
I know, right?
We'll write a song together.
Yeah, I'm so nostalgic right now. I'm in like all of my feels. They actually, yesterday, or I don't even know, this won't make sense to like, saying yesterday won't make sense to whenever this airs, but the Daily Popcast's Instagram live streamed them watching the Madison Square Garden concert special. And they brought Chris on. So it was the girls at Lance's house watching the special. And then like Lance popped in every now and then, like he would like walk behind them and be like, oh, this part, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because Chris was watching it and he just kept saying how cute JC was.
I mean,
I was living. And then his kid was like, Dad, it's time to play tag. And he was like, hey, come here, watch this with me. And he was like, no. And Nash was not having it. So it was really funny. And then Joey came into the chat. So he was saying inappropriate things. So Chris was watching. Lance was like in the background. And Joey was on the chat. And it was just awesome. And I really want them to like, I don't know, I guess they obviously can't hang out together right now, but I feel like they need to do like a Google Hangout session where they watch their old performances and critique themselves together, like all five of them. That would be amazing.
And honestly, they could open it up to fans to like pay to watch that, because I would pay to watch that.
I know.
Right?
Absolutely. So I weirdly have like a 6 degrees of separation to Peachy Keen on the podcast. She's like a friend of a friend. So maybe I can put in a word. Be like, have them do this for charity.
Exactly.
There you go. Oh, perfect. My God. Feed America or whatever by watching NSYNC watch themselves. I just solved the problems of the world.
So the other night, I think I told you this, I was watching... I went down the rabbit hole of NSYNC videos. Well, first it started with JC videos.
Yeah, well.
And then I was like, well, I can open this up to NSYNC. And I found an extended version of Making the Tour, which aired on MTV, I believe.
Yeah, I have a VHS of it. They sold it. I bought one. I mean, you know, I had like a huge video collection. Yes.
So it was, for those of you that may not know, it was when they were getting ready to tour No Strings Attached. So that was like summer 2000.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So,
saw them in May of 2000 from those floor seats.
Okay. So maybe like early, early spring. Yeah, that's right. She said floor seats. She said that.
The best night.
That's the best night. Oh my gosh. But you know what? I also think, like, I really loved the other one that we went to. We had seats, and they were in the front row on the side of the stage. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, it was Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the roadies? Like, there was a Jesus. The roadies were dressed up. I remember there
was,
Jesus.
Okay, so I was trying to remember this.
They were, like, those big foam M&M outfits.
Oh, okay. So I was trying to remember this. We kept having a conversation with the guitarist from the opening band. What band was that?
Oh, my God.
Because you have to understand, our seats were literally right at the front row of the side of the stage.
It was like the lower level, I think is what that would be called. But we were literally right next to the stage.
Yes. And that's where they were like, that's where the girlfriends of the boys were entering and exiting to go to their seats. And that's where, actually, at the end of the show, do you remember we could see them run off the stage and straight into the buses?
Which is really funny. During that live stream thing, the girls were asking Chris questions, like, while he was watching. And while the band was still playing them off, one of the girls says to him, "So did you guys, like, hang out? Like, what did you..." And he was like, "Oh, we're already on the bus at this point." And they were like, "Really?" And he was like, "Oh, yeah, we're gone. We're done."
Yeah, the song had not even ended, and they were, like, on the bus, and the bus was pulling out.
And he said that, like, sometimes he would stay behind and, like, hang with the crew at some shows. But for the most part, they literally were just out. And then one of the girls said, for their own safety. For sure. But so one of the girls was like, "All those times I stood and waited by buses for, like, bands I love, and they just leave." And he was like, "Yep." And I was like, well, that's not true. Some bands stay. I saw Kevin Richardson after a Backstreet Boys concert. And, it depends on the band. It depends on the hype. But, like, at the height of their fame, they were untouchable.
Right. They had to go.
It was too much.
And honestly, I'd be willing to bet that at the height of the Backstreet mania, that they probably ran onto their buses and left, too.
Yeah, no. When I saw Kevin, it was, I think it was the Millennium Tour. But it was literally, we happened to be by the bus, and he was getting on the bus. It's not like he was, like, coming and meeting us. I don't know if the venue that we used to be able to see them at was the one in Fort Lauderdale. It was called the National Car Rental Center at that point. I'm sure it's called something else now.
Right.
But it's in Sunrise, Florida.
Which is where we saw NSYNC for No Strings Attached both times.
Yeah. That's where, like, that was the arena that was bigger than the little amphitheater in West Palm. Right. But you couldn't, as a fan, get by the buses because it was like an underground kind of, like, there's a ramp down, because where I saw Kevin from was like an overlook on the way to the parking lot. There was like a bridge over where the bus parking area was, which was like under us, like a level down.
Yeah, I remember that.
And for sure. We were like, me and a bunch of girls were standing there, and somebody, like, was, you know, screaming for Nick, whatever. Couldn't see anybody. It was all just roadies. And then I saw Kevin, and I knew it was Kevin. And I said, "That's Kevin." And somebody was like, "No, it's not. No, it's not." So I yelled his name, because you know me. I have no shame. And he looked up, and then somebody, like, they were smacking each other and, like, freaking out. And he just, like, waved, like, up, you know, up at us. But it was not a moment of like, "Oh, I'll be over there to sign autographs." There's not an option to do that at that venue.
Right. Yes.
So, but yeah, he waved for like a second, and then he got on the bus, and that was that. Right. It's weird to me how some of the boy band people now are very approachable, and some are still super reclusive. Like, I've met a bunch, like, you know, I live in New York City now, so people are always around. And, like, I ran into Brian Luttrell in a theater on Broadway, and he was very sweet.
I love Brian Luttrell. I love him. He's adorable.
His kid was
Hey, you know what? If we were going to do, like, a man band, Brian Luttrell would be in my man band.
Are you dream casting, like, the ultimate boy band right now?
Yes, the ultimate boy band. Brian Luttrell, JC Chazay.
Obviously. And that's all we need, really.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like Nick Lachey. I think I like Drew better.
See, I don't know how I don't know how I feel about 98 Degrees, because I was not impressed when I saw them live.
Oh, see, I saw them a couple years ago. They did, like, a 2000s tour before this one that Lance is doing.
With O-Town.
And O-Town, Ryan Cabrera. Was there a girl group? Yes, Dream. It was Dream.
Just without, like, half of them?
No, it was all of them. All of the originals.
Very weird.
And then 98 Degrees did this whole,
Oh, I know
like,
what you're talking about. There was a big festival thing, and I didn't get to go, and I don't remember why.
yes,
But I know
and
what you're talking about.
so
There was a big tour. I remember.
it was so fun. And 98 Degrees did like this whole ode to TRL, and that was really good. It was really good, and like I think 98 Degrees is really good. They're different, I think, than NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. It's a different genre. But I think if we're going to pick the perfect boy band, we would probably, or man band, sorry, middle-aged man band, we'd have to, I guess, really think about like the voices and stuff. But I mean, honestly, like, I think Brian Luttrell is just so sweet and such a good singer. And I think the same of JC. And I see that with both of them, that sometimes they're overshadowed by the most famous person in each group.
Well, so I feel Brian never. I don't think Brian ever pursued solo music, did he?
Oh no. No.
I don't think he wanted that.
Well, and now it kind of sounds like JC didn't really want that either.
I think that JC got beat up a little bit, like with how it was handled. I was listening to Lance did an interview with somebody, on Monday, I think. It might have been when he was talking to Kevin Antunes. He was spilling tea about how the label did JC dirty. Like, talking about like how messed up it was, how they did not support anything he was doing with his solo stuff. So I think, which, we all, people who paid attention saw this stuff. But like I was saying, if you paid attention, even before social media and all that, we knew what they were doing. Like,
Yeah.
we were aware.
Justin and Brittany saving themselves for marriage. No.
Thankfully, like, I'm so glad that they didn't like try to pull that stuff like the Jonas Brothers with like the promise rings and all that. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's talk about like some of our favorite things and like what we can expect to do with this show. I mean, you're obviously Team NSYNC over Backstreet, right? Because I know you were a Backstreet fan for a while.
Okay, so I was, and I still am. Like, I still like the Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC for life. Like, that's just not even a question. That it's not even the same, like, ballpark, really. Like, that would be like Christina or Britney. Is there a question? No, there's no question. There's no question. NSYNC forever. Now, if you want to talk about fate, like, who's the best person in NSYNC, I have a favorite
You can
till the end.
obviously.
Obviously, I love me some JC. I mean, he's JC. What more do I need to say? Go on YouTube, type in JC Shazay, and you will listen to why he is my favorite. Like, no one can touch that. You just can't
Well,
touch
what
it.
I think is so funny is that, like, it's pretty much across the board, everyone agrees. It's unanimous. Even, like, I don't know if you listened to all five of the interviews that Lance
I
did.
did. I did.
Did you hear Justin say, like, thank God for JC Shazay? Because I was so in my feels during that interview.
Yeah.
JC has the best voice. I'm not
For sure.
saying that he's, like, the most talented. He's got the best voice. He might be the most talented, but, like, I'm not taking away from the fact that, like, Justin's talented, Joey's talented, Lance, Chris, whatever. They're all very talented.
No, and I think that why NSYNC works is because the five of them individually really do all bring something really special to the table. And again, I'm not saying that the Backstreet Boys don't have that it factor, but
They don't have what NSYNC has, though.
they
Like,
don't.
there's.
It's just not the same. And there's something about NSYNC that is so special that here we are 20 years after No Strings Attached, and people are like, please, God, just tour together. We don't care if Justin comes or not. Like, it could be four and a monkey. We do not care. Just go on tour because there's
Was
something
that a dig at
special.
Ariana Grande? Did you just call her
No.
Ariana? Okay.
No,
I'm
no, no,
just
no, no.
making sure.
I actually kind of like
No,
Ariana
I like her
Grande.
too. I actually
Like that Seven Rings song, I'm in it.
I don't know a lot of her music. I know some of her music. And she brought our boys back on stage.
Yeah, and how cool is that? Yes, for sure.
So, yes.
Also, if it wants to be four plus me, right now my hair looks like Justin Timberlake's a la No Strings Attached. So, I mean,
put on a bandana with some bejeweled
there you go.
Stuff
Let's and do gonna... it. Let's do it. I can do every single one of those dances. Let's go.
They can't. You'll be the only one dancing. That was what JC said. He doesn't put his ass over his head anymore, which, dude, I don't know how.
I'm not sure I ever put my ass over my head, but, you know.
I don't know how the two of them, Lance and JC, got through that interview, because I think I counted at least 10 possible sexual innuendos that they addressed a couple, but, like, otherwise just didn't even. And I was, like putting my hand over my mouth, and I was like, you can't say that.
Well, they did.
NSYNC, I feel like, so as I've gotten older and moved to New York and met a lot of famous people and gotten to know some famous people, I have noticed more than I ever did before that every celebrity has a persona that they put out there, which is not actually who they are. It's not that it's so much different. It's just a very heightened version of, like, their best self, I guess is the best way to say that. And if you think about it, everybody kind of does that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're a teacher. You definitely have, like, your teacher voice and your teacher persona. And,
absolutely.
You know, like, I remember I was very good friends with a bartender who I could always tell if he was in a bad mood because his, like, bartender voice was on. And he was just a little extra. And I'd be like, oh, you're trying too hard because you're not happy right now. So,
yeah.
I think everyone has a sense of that. Celebrities definitely do. But the thing is that the celebrities, they're on more often than the rest of us are, I guess. You know, like, your job ends at 3 o'clock or whatever it is. I don't know what time elementary schools get out. But, you know, after, you know, when you're home, you're good. For a celebrity, they have to be able to turn it on immediately. Because, like, if they're out to eat and a fan recognizes them, like, they could either be a total jerk or they can just turn on their persona. All this to say, I feel like from my own personal experiences with them and from watching years and years and years of interviews and hearing them talk and whatever, I feel like NSYNC's personas are pretty close to what they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can say that for a lot of celebrities. You certainly can't say that for a lot of boy bands. I was surprised at how Nick Carter acted when I met him backstage at his concert. That's not the vibe I get from him from, like, on stage / interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kirkpatrick, who I've met twice now and I've talked to on, like, Facebook and stuff, he acts exactly the way he seems. So does Joey. So does Lance. Justin surprised me because that interview he did with Lance, he seemed so much, like, nicer than I've ever thought that he was.
Yeah, so let's have a conversation about Justin. Because 'cause I have some things to say. No. I think, from what I can gather and what I've noticed lately, is I think that as Justin gets older and he's a father now,
mm-hmm.
I think he's starting to realize some of the mistakes that he made in handling the end of NSYNC.
Yeah.
And his behavior afterwards and how, I mean, even up until I would say like 5 years ago, he was very much like, no, NSYNC, like, I don't feel like he really respected the fact that he is where he is today because of NSYNC.
Right.
They got him
100%
to where he is. And I think now he's able to reflect back on that and realize how important they were and realize how important JC was. But I think for a long time, he just thought that he was just the hottest shit in the world and nothing could touch him.
I mean, that's fair. Because that's certainly how I've always seen him. Like,
yeah.
You know that he has never been my favorite member of NSYNC. I have never loved Justin Timberlake. Not to say I don't like him. And again,
his music is excellent. I'm not going to take that away from him.
No, like, he's a talented guy.
Great. He's talented.
And he's funny. But, like, his SNL stuff is always quality. He's a funny, like, he's a talented man who can act and sing and dance, and he's great. However, there's always been something that rubbed me the wrong way about him, and I didn't feel that listening to him talk to Lance. Listening to him I sound like he was just having a conversation with a good friend, and they were catching up on old times. And that, to me, really opened my eyes towards him, because I've always seen his celebrity persona that he puts out into the world, that he's this cocky... I mean, but again, a lot of people don't see the cockiness. A lot of people think he's this wonderful, like, whatever, charming. I never got charm. I got, like...
No. Like, I don't think jerky... he's charming. Yes.
Yeah, but people adore him. So, obviously, there's plenty of people who saw things that, like, we didn't see.
I think Lance is charming. Lance is just...
Oh, Lance is so charming.
He's so charming, right? But I did feel like in that particular interview on the podcast that he was just more down to earth and, like, not...
He was able to, like, take off the mask, kind of.
Not Big Show Justin.
Yeah.
Just Justin.
Just Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I really liked that. And it made me see, like, because again, like, you could tell, obviously, like, they were friends and stuff, like, by, like, even, like, in the concerts, like, you know, when they would nudge each other as they're running down the ramps and things like that, you know, like, brotherly friendship. But even, like, I remember that, was it, like, the Making the Tour thing when, like, they talked about Justin was having, like, the rigatoni for lunch, and do you want a funnel cake, Grandma? Do you remember this video?
I think that was In the Mix.
No, that was an MTV thing, because it was also those girls got to meet them or whatever, and they kept shooting over to the girls of, like, oh, guys, you're about to go backstage, and, like, but even,
okay,
like,
that wasn't on Making the Tour, though.
It was a tour, it was, like, a backstage of some tour thing. I think it was, like, the first tour. I think it was just some special MTV. But even in that, when Justin was, like, talking to the camera, it was like the, I'm Justin, you know? Like, whereas the other guys were, like, just hanging out. I don't know, hard to...
And it could be, like, that it's just something that he had to grow out of and mature. Like, because he was a star by the time he was, like, 18 years old.
But even he was on the Mickey Mouse Club when he was like 13.
Right. So he's been, like, in the spotlight and a star really for his whole life.
He's got the best stage mom of all time. So.
Right.
I just
I'm also soured on Justin because of the Britney thing. So that's always been kind of hard for me because I do.
Well, see, I guess that's where you and I will differ, because you know I love Britney. I have nothing against Britney. Britney is the one who did him wrong, so.
But I do think that those stories of him cheating too are probably true. And
see, I've never even heard that. So that might be a whole thing we should discuss. We should make, like, a bulleted list of, like, the 90s scandals.
Okay, and let's throw it out to the people that are listening, like, what would you like to hear us talk about? Like, because, you know, I'm going to talk about JC all day long. But
well, we're definitely going to.
But, like, do you want to hear us talk about the Britney and Justin relationship and breakup? Do you want us to talk about, like, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson? Like, what are things that... I just read her book, by the way.
Somebody else just did, too. I apparently need to read this.
It's good. It's a really quick read.
I'm sure.
Very interesting.
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like, okay, so there's some very interesting information about John Mayer. And that man is crazy.
That's what I just heard. Well,
that man is crazy, which I think we all knew. But yeah.
I've never liked John Mayer, personally.
I don't like his music. I don't think it's good, but.
No, I can't. That's the thing. I don't think there's any John Mayer song that I like. The only time I've ever enjoyed him, I saw him at Eric Clapton's Crossroads tour at the Garden. He plays guitar very well. But that's he wasn't singing. He just, like, came out and, like, shredded on the guitar and then, like, was done.
So, I mean, there's so many things that we could talk about. And then I would love for us to just like go down memory lane and talk about like some of our concert experiences. I was
Some
thinking
of
the
the
other
crazy
day.
crap that we did, that Nabisco contest to try to win tickets with the cookies.
Yes. Out the sun all day.
The
down
melted
in Sawgrass.
Cookies, you couldn't even pick the thing up anymore. And we made such a freaking poster and we didn't get anything. Ugh.
We were there all day. All day. We got
and the
nothing.
The person that won had like a boombox made out of cookies, but they actually, it was a working boombox, so that's why they won. Because they made something and then they like hotwired like a little radio to it. Jerks.
Not an engineer.
I know. Listen, I made a cookie monster out of chocolate chip cookies and I painted it blue. That's what I did.
Do you remember when we were at Britney, maybe we were at Britney, and they were literally giving away tickets to Christina
yes,
and Destiny's Child
yeah.
because nobody was buying the tickets to Christina Aguilera and Destiny's Child. Can you believe
nobody
like,
was buying tickets to Destiny's Child? That blows my mind.
Free tickets to see Beyonce.
Yeah, that's how we saw it. We weren't gonna go. Yeah. I remember. We didn't care enough to go see Christina.
To pay for that, no way.
And then they were like, "You guys want these tickets?" We were like, "Yeah." I never say no to free entertainment, honestly. Even now, like, I've had friends offer me, like, Broadway tickets because, like, they have, you know, comps or whatever. And it'll be something that I've never heard of. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Because why not?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. I remember meeting Innocence at that. That was at the Britney concert. They opened for Britney.
Yes,
and then we went and met them at, like, their little table. And then later we ended up, we had dinner with members of Innocence and Dream and Trace Ayala.
Yes. And see, that's another time we could talk about because we got some good dish there.
We got so much dish at that. That was the craziest night. that was definitely one of those, like, what is my life moments. I've had a few of those, but that was up there.
Well, I haven't had quite as many because
Who opened for them at the Halloween show?
That's what I'm saying. There was a guy, the guitar, and like he kept talking to us, and then Bobby came out, and you know how I felt about Bobby.
She's today's girlfriend.
She is now on the
today
show.
We only saw her though, right? Like,
no, we saw Danielle.
I didn't see Danielle.
Yeah, she was. She just walked. She didn't stop. She just walked straight area. And we kept thinking that Britney was going to come out because all the other ones were there.
But do you remember when we went to Britney's concert and Justin drove up?
No.
How do you not remember that? It was Britney's concert at...
Okay, well, to be fair, I have chemo brain, so you got to keep that in mind.
Okay, fair. That is fair. It's a valid point. So, I mean, maybe you weren't there yet because Melissa was with us at that show too, my sister.
It was before the show?
Yes.
That might be why. I don't think I was with you guys before the show.
Well, we were there. I don't know why we were there so early, but we were there when the buses and stuff got to Coral Sky or whatever it was called at the time. And behind the bus was Justin in his cranberry Mercedes SUV. And he had the window of his car rolled down. He had his arm out of the car and he's driving. And I saw him. I smacked Melissa and pointed. I didn't say anything, but I pointed. And then I guess somebody else saw him at the same time and they screamed his name and he looked at like the general section, rolled up his window and just kept driving.
I was not there for that.
Yeah.
But I do remember the story.
He was at Britney's concert that summer, whatever. I don't even remember when that concert was. I know it was like 2000, but.
So that would have been, the Oops tour. Because that was the last time she did an amphitheater tour. Because after that was Dream Within a Dream. And that was an arena tour.
I've only seen her twice. I saw her at that show at Coral Sky or whatever. And then I saw her last summer at in Atlantic City. I have not seen Britney.
So I saw Britney at that show that we saw her at together at Coral Sky. So that was the Oops tour. And then I saw her at Dream Within a Dream. I want to say I saw her at Dream Within a Dream twice, but that can't be right. And then
Well, I went
Circus.
To No Strings Attached four times, so it's possible that you did.
I saw her Circus tour, which was fantastic. Pussycat Dolls opened for her. And then I saw her in Vegas, and that was really, that was special.
Yeah,
and
I really wanted to make it to Vegas, and that just never worked out.
I don't know that I'll ever see her again, and that's kind of, it's kind of sad.
She might do, like, a stripped-down thing in a couple years. Like, and that's what, so I know that, like, the guys from NSYNC keep talking about that they're afraid that people would be expecting, like, No Strings Attached style dance moves or Pop Odyssey.
No, dude, if you sat on the stool for the entire show,
I know,
nobody would not care. Nobody would care. No one.
I just know that if they do tour with Backstreet, like, the Backstreet Boys keep saying, like, oh, we want to bring NSYNC out on tour, they need to do something for, like, to please both sides, because it's funny, back in the day the label made the rivalry, like, we've since found this out, like, through the boy band con and stuff like that, the documentary that Lance directed, produced,
which is great, by the way.
Oh, amazing. So insightful. I also want to read Lou Pearlman's book. Did you realize you had a book? I didn't know you had a book.
I didn't, but I want to say that, like, I felt like you and I already knew a lot of the stuff in that boy band con.
100%. We knew a lot of it.
Wait, we already knew this.
You know what's
but
really
a lot
funny?
Of people didn't know.
After the boy band con, yeah, I wonder if it's because we were such avid fans or because we lived in Florida or a mix of the two. But, like, I remember when Bev Eustace, Chris's mother, like, reached out to fans and were like, show up here in Orlando. If you're in Orlando, come and, like, protest this nonsense, like, in front of the courthouse. Obviously, I didn't go to that. But I remember, like, seeing the, like, the call to arms that she was putting out online and asking people to show up. And she did. She organized, like, a rally almost with, like, signs and, like, make sure, you know, it's not NSYNC without the name or whatever it is. Or it's not NSYNC without the boys or whatever. Because Lou Pearlman was trying to steal their name. Right. But what's funny is that when that boy band con thing, when he released it last year, I was still working for a law firm and I had access to, like, the court databases. It's public information. I didn't steal anything. I didn't do anything. I have the claim. I PDF'd it and sent it to myself, which I should send to you if you want to read it. But it's funny.
Definitely. Like,
it's the whole, I believe it's Lou's claim, not their claim.
But well, please send it to me, because, like, what else are we doing? For real.
Well, we can have a whole episode dissecting that, too. Again, it's public information if you know where to look. Like, you could go online right now and get it. I just happened to do it because, like,
it was an easy way to get it. Right.
Yeah. But it's not, you know, under seal or anything like that. Like, I don't have, like, privileged information. It's all public record. It's just, I got it. Lou Pearlman's will would be interesting to see if he had one.
Did he have anything left?
There might still be, like, bank accounts that are fully funded in, like, countries we don't know about. Like,
that's true.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's so, it's kind of fascinating and also just horrible how dirty the business that produced, like, all of this wonderful stuff was. Yeah. You know? Like, because not just NSYNC, it's not just Backstreet. There's, like, 10 other bands that he managed. He also had Innocence. Like, he traumatized Nikki DeLoach. She, like, every time I've heard her talk about anything, she has a lot of baggage about what happened with Lou. Like, she won't sing anymore. Like,
I didn't know that.
You
know, what's interesting is a lady that I used to teach with, who I was very, very close with, her her nephew was in one of those boy bands that was super, super famous in, like, Europe.
Okay.
His name is Ben, and he's since been on, I think he was on Glee. He's been on TV, whatever. I forget his last name, but gosh, what is there? But anyway, so
is it, like, C-Note or whatever?
No, it wasn't C-Note. Bledsoe. Ben Bledsoe. Yeah, what band was he in? Find that out. But anyway, so Karen used to talk about that at school, how, like, their whole family hated Lou Pearlman because, like, they got screwed out of every single penny. Like, they never made a penny.
So nuts. He was in the band Natural.
Natural, yes, that's
and it. And he was 100% on Glee.
Yeah, he was on Glee.
I don't know who he is, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's absolutely wild how horrible all of that is. And, like, you know, we took that trip up to Orlando for your 16th birthday, and we went to, like, Lou's Pizza Restaurant and, like, tried to find all the places that, like, we could have seen anything.
Everywhere that NSYNC had been, we wanted to be. Yeah.
I remember eating zingers at the Ale House because of them. Zingers. And how, like, that's what they called, like, boneless buffalo wings or zingers. Like, that's what they are.
Yeah.
It's boneless chicken in hot sauce. Like, but they were zingers. Although, actually, I went to the Orlando Ale House a couple years ago, and that is on the menu. Like, they called them zingers on the menu.
I think every ale house has it on the menu as zingers now. Because I'm pretty sure the one here does, too.
I don't. There are no ale houses here.
Yeah, I don't frequent the ale house, but I want to say, like, the last time I went, I was like, oh, zingers and zingers.
The place I'm working at now is a publishing house, and they have these, like, take shelves where you just take books, like, that they're not using or whatever. There was an advanced copy of this, like, history of boy bands book, and I snagged a copy, and okay, it is called Larger Than Life. It will be on sale this summer. Like, I have this advanced copy of this book. I'll show it to you.
Adorable. Okay. Love it.
It's very cute. So, in the NSYNC section, love how I just, like, opened up right to it, because that's kind of pathetic. Okay, Conspiracy Corner, Chris Kirkpatrick versus AJ McLean. Okay? Like any instance of public friction, there are many conspiracy theories tied to the great NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys debate. In 2018, NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick told Billboard that though he believes his band is only guilty of creating friendly competition between acts, he also wanted to punch AJ McLean's lights out for a little while. Apparently, Kirkpatrick was dating a girl, broke up with her, and she started dating the Backstreet Boy. He said, I guess he was talking smack to her about me, so I confronted him on it and wanted to kick his ass. I think boy band fights are in the same realm as hockey fights. You fight when you're on TV. Now we're really good friends. Okay, so then this says, could it be that the real source of antagonism was not because of each other's success or Perlman, but over a woman? And who was she? That's Amanda Latona, bitch!
Yeah, that is Amanda Latona. Yes. Because she dated Chris first, and then she dated AJ for a long, long time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And facts wasn't she we already knew. Thank you.
Oh, I believe. I was fact-checking this book. Are you kidding me?
So, yes, she was in Innocence, but she did the same thing that Britney did, where she was like, I'm going to go be a solo star, and it worked for Britney, and obviously it didn't fare as well for Miss Latona.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't have anything against her other than she's dated two of the guys that I wish I could have dated. So. But fully recommend. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, don't know if I would have bought this. But, like, as a gift, maybe. But it's very cute. It's not very thick. Like, see, it's just, like, a little paperback. But okay. It's literally, like, the history of boy bands. And it says from NKOTB to BTS. So she's including, like, the K-pop band that's out right now. So it's pretty thorough.
And how do you feel about them? I'm not into them. I don't get
K-pop.
It.
K-pop. I couldn't tell you anything about them. I don't get it. Them.
Okay. Just checking.
But I couldn't tell you anything about K-pop in general. Like, I know there's a lot of it, and it's, like, an explosion kind of thing. I mean, obviously, it'll never be as big as, like, say, like, British Invasions or anything like that. But, I mean, boy bands will always be a thing. It's, every generation has their something. And even if it was, like, you know, like, the Jonas Brothers. They were the only ones at that time. They were kind of a flash in the pan. Although they're doing super successful things now.
I like them.
Look at
them.
This. Like, she talks about hit clips.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I think are the stupidest thing that was ever invented.
I would like to know how old this author is.
She's in her 20s, I believe, because she's more about One Direction. She's a writer. Here, let me see. She's a music writer from Brooklyn. She worked for Fuse TV. She's a contributor for BuzzFeed Music. You've seen her work in NPR and Billboard, Spin, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly. If she were a boy band, she'd be the bad boy. Also, if she were in a boy band, she'd be the bad boy. And also, Harry Styles has ruined her life. So, her name is Maria Sherman. But I appreciate, like, her research. Like, girl went
yeah,
in.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, congratulations, Maria.
I know. I hope it sells well.
Awesome.
But, so, like, she hits on all the big ones, but then there's, like, a section of, like, and here are some you may have missed. Like, she's got everybody in here. It's insane. But see, that's the thing. She's focusing on boy bands, whereas, like, there were a lot of girl groups in the late 90s, too.
Sure,
artists. Like, first of all, Mandy Moore was fire.
Yes, Mandy Moore. Let's have an episode about her, because I love her.
And obviously, she's doing wonderful things. And Jessica Simpson, Christina, and Brittany, and
Pink.
Innocence,
do you remember that we saw Pink and Cisco open for NSYNC?
Yeah, Ronnie Azzari was the first one out, that guy that Chris was friends with.
Yes. Yes.
And then it was, right, which is why I'm like, okay, so then who else? Look, see, she also mentioned the Blink-182 parody.
Right.
She mentioned LFO, she mentioned 98 Degrees. It's very cool. Maybe I'll need to use this, like, to get some topic ideas.
Fun.
But I saw the ramen hair on the shelf, and I was like, that's Justin. And I grabbed, like, before I could even see anything else, I just saw it, and I was like, I need that. So I took it. It was on the take shelf. But I mean, we loved everybody. We loved No Authority. I remember we saw them.
Yeah.
And O-Town.
Didn't we say that? What was that fake group that MTV made up?
Wasn't
that show?
O-Town? You know, there was like making the band. Oh, Together.
Yes, Together. Didn't we see them?
I don't recall seeing them. I know we saw O-Town at the Wild 95.5 something festival.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we win the tickets or something? Like, that's how we win.
I don't know. I won a lot of tickets. I think I won the tickets to Britney because I sang a Britney song on the air, and I won the contest of the three people that were singing, and I won the tickets. And then I think I won tickets to 98 Degrees also.
I don't know. I know that I didn't see 98 Degrees with you. I saw 98 Degrees with my sister, my father, and my stepmother. And we had, like, fifth row seats. Like, we had these really good, seats. And I did not care. And there were these three very obnoxious, very young girls in front of us who stood on their chairs the whole time holding up signs.
Oh, my God.
And Jackie was, my stepmother was going to kill them.
Was that the same show? Were we at the same show?
It was at Coral Sky. It was around Melissa's birthday. Like, that's why we went. It was my dad got us tickets for Melissa's birthday.
Okay. So I won the tickets, and I'll never forget this. And they told us to go to Will Call. And I went with one of my friends from high school. And it was probably because you were going with your family.
Yeah.
And we got there, and they didn't have them at Will Call. They just weren't there. So I called the radio station, and they're like, oh, they should be there. We don't know what the problem is. And this lady overheard our conversation, and she had extra tickets. So she was like, here you go. And they were better than the ones that the radio station was going to give us.
Yeah,
we were going to have
radio station tickets usually aren't very good.
Yeah. So we were definitely under the covered part, and the radio station tickets would have been on the lawn. So.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You always think, like, when you win tickets from like radio stations and stuff like that, you're going to get, like, really great seats or something. And they never are.
Well, I will say that the Britney tickets to Dream Within a Dream, those were good seats. They were on the lowest they weren't on the floor, but they were on the lowest level. And they were, like, in the center. They were really good.
I remember one of the times I've been around Lance, like, three times now, I think, in the last, like, since moving to New York. And I went to his the viewing party of his wedding special. It was at a gay bar in New York. I was actually supposed to be in Florida, and it got canceled. Like, my flight was canceled, so I was like, well, now I can go hang out with Lance Bass, and that's what I did. I had on a furry coat. Like, it was like, February. It was freezing. That's why I got canceled, for the snow. But Lance was, like, you know, in the bar, so he went to go get a drink at the bar or something, and then went back to over by his seat. But every time he passed me, he was petting me. He kept petting like my coat, and I was like, "What is happening?" I was freaking out. I was with my friends, and I was like, "Why is he touching me? This I don't understand." And they're like, "It's fine. Let Lance pet you." And I was like, "All right, it's fine." But no, he's very nice. He's such a nice person. And I mean, that's why I say, like, they all really seem very genuine. And that's not something you can see with a lot of, like, famous people. Especially, they were on top of the world. You know what I mean? Like, if anyone has a right to have an ego, at least back then, it was them. Right. You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, I guess all, in some ways, all of them. Like, Britney was right up there with them. Like, and she doesn't seem like that either. She's... I have some opinions about what Britney seems like, but I literally would have no idea. But I also think that it's a lot
I
of
think, like, the fact I don't that her know. Life I, has always You know how I love hers. Her, like, so much? I always think, like, I don't know that I would want to meet her.
That's, I mean, but
you
I
can't,
definitely think
you cannot
that's
have
what
a
I'm
career
saying.
Like
you can't
that.
Have,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, there's just
you
no
can't
way.
Be like,
yeah. If Jessica Simpson was really stupid, she wouldn't be as successful as she is, right. You know? Like, but I just don't know, like, I feel like what I would want her to be
is not what she is.
It's probably not what she is. And I would, that would just make me sad. Like, I would just be so sad. And I feel that way about, like, even meeting, I've never met any of the NSYNC guys. So
you will, though.
I will. Hello. Will. Hi, Lance.
Well, when this whole craziness is over, I still feel very strongly that you and I need to have, like, a friendiversary, like, weekend or something. So maybe we can, like, try to plan that around, like, one of the pop tour dates or something and go see O-Town and Lance. Because Lance and I have discussed having him on my show. Perhaps we could have him on this show. But I, like, you know, I have enough... I'm not trying to, like, say that I, you know, I'm so important or anything, but I feel like I have enough, like, feelers out there that I could, like, we could see Lance if we go to a Lance thing. Does that make sense?
I would love that.
I mean,
and I
to
would
be
love
fair...
to see Joey and Chris, and you know about the favorites.
Now, see, but and... are you worried that JC is not who you think he is?
No, I think I know JC well enough to know who he is.
I think I know JC well enough. I'm sorry.
I spent a lot of time studying him and really, like, I know the nuances of his voice. I can tell, like, when his voice was tired versus when he was really sharp. I mean,
that's
like,
something else that I wanted to say about them with their interviews with Lance and, like, getting to hear, you know, really hear them talking for the first time in so long. They're all still so on brand, which I think, again, goes back to, like, how genuine they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fans back in the day, like, we had... Boy bands have their stereotype of, like, oh, the bad boy, the shy one, whatever. That's not what the fans thought of NSYNC. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we all had our, like... Lance always talks about Mississippi. Tried and true, he would always bring them up in an interview. Well, I grew up in Mississippi. Well, I'm from Mississippi. And he still does all the time. And I think it's hilarious. And then JC, his favorite thing is sleeping.
Sleeping.
And he brought it up in the interview. And I was cracking up.
And he doesn't get to do his hobby very much.
Thank you.
Oh, and, JC.
You know,
also, that's my favorite hobby, too, is sleeping. Like... I feel ya. I don't get to do it very much either.
Well, we all make choices. So, but yeah, I think that we have a lot of opinions and things that we can offer this podcast universe. And we have a different perspective than, like, so there, because there are, you know, there's music podcasts, there's pop podcasts. Like I said, there's the NSYNC podcast is called Girl, Were You Alone? And it's two girls, women. They do a great job. They're very thorough in their investigations And they've done like the bio episodes, and they've had Chris on, they've had Melinda on, they've had Lance on. They're doing their thing. I don't want to like take from them,
Right.
but I have a very different perspective than they do. One of them never saw NSYNC in concert. I went to seven NSYNC concerts. I know I went to more than you did. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. But that's okay.
But
That's
that's
okay.
because, like, I waited for no one. I took the opportunities as they came, and I went with it. I saw them more than Melissa did too. I went to most of my NSYNC stuff with my sister, but I went to one or two without her. So I waited for no one. But like, I went to Challenge for the Children. I've been around them. I've interviewed Chris. I hung out at Chris's mom's house. Like,
Right.
these are things
Yeah.
that I have that, they don't have. And I don't like, but again, like, why would I do what they've already done?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary for us to create like a bio episode about them or anything like that. 'Cause I think this is more about like our experiences living in that time when music was everything. Like I just don't feel like it's the same anymore.
It's
And I
not, I
know
mean, the
we live in
music
a
industry is
different
so
world
different
now.
now too, because everything is like instant gratification. Like what I talked about, I've talked about this on Side B, and I left a voicemail on the Daily Popcast, which, for as fangirl as I am, that is not something that I would ever do. I don't know what compelled me, but I was like, you know what? I am gonna call and leave Lance a voicemail, and I did, and they played it on the show, which is hysterical to me. But New Music Tuesday was the best day of the week because it wasn't instantaneous streaming as soon as they finished recording, and it wasn't, now albums drop whenever people feel like it. It was literally Tuesday. The record
Always
stores would
Tuesday.
get their shipments in, people would like line up for this stuff sometimes, and
And I remember like waiting like all day during school, just being like, oh my God, I need to go get it. I need to go get it. Oh my God, did my mom go get it while I was at school?
right,
Like,
exactly. That was the thing. And that's what
yeah.
my story that I left for Lance, that I've told the story a million times. I was like getting ready for bed, knowing like, oh, tomorrow's the day, but I had no idea that it was even a possibility. And my dad literally was like, "You're going to bed? I thought you were going to go get your CD." And I was like, "I'm going to do what now?" And he let me, 16-year-old me. I'm pretty sure that was like illegal too. Like, wasn't there like a curfew for teenagers?
I think it was like 10, yeah.
So, like, I mean, obviously not a big deal, but I feel like if you were like under a certain age, you weren't supposed to be driving past a certain time, even though
Yeah.
you had your license. But he let me, I mean, then the Walmart wasn't far from where we lived, but he let me go down to Walmart, and I bought two copies because I got him one too.
I'm
And I
sure
was
that's his
listening to it in the
most
car on
prized
the way.
possession.
And well, he was into the boy bands though, my dad. But it's weird to me because he never saw NSYNC. We went to a Backstreet Boys concert, he and I. And we went to see 98 Degrees, like the whole family. And he never saw NSYNC though. But
That's a shame.
he did, like, he saw Destiny's Child at grad night. Because that's, remember, my dad was a senior sponsored at the high schools that he worked at, like, forever. So he always went to grad night. So he saw the Backstreet Boys before I did. He saw them at grad night. He saw Destiny's Child, he saw everybody, Christina, Britney, they all did grad night. And my grad night was so lame. I was so mad because the year, like, I think the year before me had NSYNC, or maybe it was 2 years before me, because I think they were too famous by 2000, obviously. But I think 99 was NSYNC. 98 was Backstreet Boys. Melissa saw the Backstreet Boys. I had Tyrese. Like, what?
I didn't go to my grad night, and I think that our school went to the Universal Studios one.
I didn't know
I think
Universal
that's,
Studios had one.
yeah, it
Grad
was
night
called
is a Disney thing. Like,
Grad Bash, I think is what it was called. And I was like, that's lame. I want to go to Disney. And I don't think that's where they went, so I didn't go.
ew. I would like,
Yeah, exactly.
I would be so mad. The worst,
Ew.
I'm not the
But
worst.
I don't,
There wasn't a
is that even
worst
a
part
thing
about
anymore?
grad night. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Yeah.
I don't think
That's
grad night
sad.
is a thing anymore. Grad night was wonderful. And what's funny is that like some schools like from like the Carolinas and stuff drove down. Like it wasn't just like Florida.
Right.
And I know they did one in land too, so California kids know what grad night is. But did you know that that's how Melinda got involved with everybody? Melinda Bell worked grad night. And
Yeah, I
that's where
was
she
listening
met.
to the that episode of the podcast.
I had actually just heard that on because I was listening to Girl, Were You Alone? You should listen to their interviews with the with like Melinda and Chris and Lance. Those are they're fun. But Melinda had told them that story too, so I had already heard that when Lance played it. And it's cool. I mean, Melinda's awesome. That was another one of my life affirming, holy cow, what how is this real moments. I went to the boy band con screening in New York City that Lance was at. And they had said like they were going to do some of these screenings and like, oh, maybe some special guests will be there. I mean, it was Lance. Like it wasn't like he was like, "And here, let me bring out everybody." But we were sitting in our seats. I think we had assigned seats because that's how auditoriums are now. And like the movie theaters here are all pretty much you pick your seat. I don't know
Right.
if
They're
that's how
like
it
down
is.
here too. Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense because then you know if people are sneaking into the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're sitting there, it's about to start, and this man walks into my row and gives my friend Joyce a big hug, and then he says to me, "Do you mind if I sit next to you?" And I looked at him, and it was Johnny Wright.
I would have died. Do you remember how much I loved Johnny Wright?
I
Like,
know.
I wanted him to be my manager. I just lived for him.
I know.
I would look for him on the side of the stage anytime we went to a
Believe
concert for
me,
the
I
band he
think that I
managed.
had like those like, you know, like those That's So Raven like close-ups like you don't have like the
Yes.
I had
Oh my
like
God.
I didn't even know what to do and then
Johnny Wright is amazing.
so she introduced me to him and she was like, "This is my friend Steph, blah, blah," and I was like I was like, "Thank you for like everything of my teenage year," and he just laughed and he sat down with me and then it was funny because I watched it sitting next to Johnny Wright. And you know, like, there was like, they used a lot of NSYNC music for different parts, and they were, you know, there was little clips of them like performing and stuff. And I was trying so hard not to fangirl, but like, I was. Like, I would like gasp and stuff. He laughed at me for that whole show, that whole screening. Johnny Wright was laughing at me. He made it a point to say it was nice to meet me and say goodnight when he was leaving. But afterward, Melinda was with Lance, like in the lobby area where he was meeting fans, and Joyce was talking to Melinda, who she also used to work with. And I went over to like I waited in line for Lance, like I'm that girl, whatever. I got him to sign one of my NSYNC coasters, those little coasters they sold a couple months ago. The album cover like coasters, he signed one for me. But anyway, while I was fangirling over Lance, Joyce was catching up with Melinda, and then Melinda says to me and Joyce, "Do you guys want to come to Southern Hospitality? We're all going there after this to have a drink." And I was, the answer is yes. When you're invited to a party with Melinda Bell and Lance Bass, you say yes. So we went. We had a great time. And she's lovely. Like I went, there's a cookie place very close to Southern Hospitality, which is no longer there. That was Justin's restaurant in Times and like near Times Square. It is closed now. But
Oh.
there's this cookie place called Schmackery's. They make these really amazing cookies and she Melinda was saying she wanted there was something they had taken off the menu, like the cobbler or something they had taken off the menu at Southern Hospitality. And she was like, "Oh my God, but now I'm craving something sweet. I want this so bad." And I was like, "Melinda Bell, have you ever had Schmackery's?" She was like, "I don't know what that is." And I pointed at the cookie shop. And she was like, "I don't know what this is." And like one of her friends knew. And he was like, "Oh, Melinda, you gotta try." So I went and got Melinda Bell Schmackery's cookies. And she was like freaking out over how delicious it was. They really are great. Obviously, next time you're here, you'll experience Schmackery's. But I went over and talked to Lance. We had a really nice conversation. And I explained to him how he was my sister's favorite member of NSYNC, and that I felt that it was very unfair that since she has passed away, I have seen him like I've been around him multiple times. Like I said, I think that's really like it kind of sucks. Like it's great and I'm appreciative that I get to spend time with you, but you know, it's rough. And he put his arm around me and he said, "What are you talking about? She's with us right now, girl." And he listened to me talk about how much she loved him. He was so nice. And I told him how like she tricked me into becoming an NSYNC fan and how I had no interest. And he said, "And look at you now." He was like, isn't that funny? Like teasing me about how begrudgingly I became an NSYNC fan. And we talked about AOL chat rooms and he was like, "I saw what all y'all were talking about us. I was in those chat rooms too." Which is so embarrassing. It's embarrassing to think about them, like, watching us freak out, you know? But they obviously did. Like, wouldn't you? You know? Like, people are always like, "Oh my god, like, they see us in their comments." And it's like, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you'd want to know what people are saying. Especially, I feel like it's easier if you're a guy. Because the girls... Fangirls are always kinder to the men that they're fans of.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's sitting in there saying that their makeup's bad or they look fat right. or anything
what's
like that.
What's that
yeah.
outfit? And if it is like, what's that outfit? The guys are laughing at the outfits too, you know? Like those glitter suits on the cover of Rolling Stone.
But it's more like, what's that outfit? Oh, they're so cute.
Right.
Oh my god, I love him. Yeah. It's not like that for girls.
Right. No, not at all. And it's a weird double standard because we all have this idea of how you want to be them, but then you hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's ridiculous to me. But, I mean, we're both guilty of it, too. I remember you hated Britney for a hot minute.
I did. I hated her. And I had this teacher that was like, "You kind of look like her." And I was like, "Why do you hate me?" And, yeah, I hated her for a long time. And then I was like,
"I know,
like,
but then, like, oops, I did it again." We were both like, we both really like this.
And we were like,
I remember, like...
Why do I hate her? I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember, like, evolving. I remember, like,
I
not really
for
caring
me,
about her
a lot of
slash
it...
not liking her. You downright yeah. hated her.
I hated then... her. And you know what? Let's just be honest. Like, it was jealousy. I wanted to be a pop star. That's all I wanted. And my parents were not having that. That was not the path they wanted for me. And now, who's paying for your retirement, Mom and Dad? Not me, because I'm not a pop star.
If I had millions of dollars.
Yeah, you'd be living large. Look mm-hmm. where you're living now because I'm a teacher. No,
like,
but
it wasn't
I think
like teaching was the path they wanted for you either.
No, it wasn't. They were like, "Why do you want to be a teacher? You're too smart." I'm like, oh okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think that people may be interested in what we have to say. And obviously, I feel like we would be pretty interactive if people have other insights. Like, we certainly don't know everything. This is the opinions of two women who were teenagers in West Palm Beach, which, lucky for us, the epicenter of pop music was Orlando, Florida, so we were right outside of it.
And I think that kind of adds to our unique experience with the music and all that.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, Melissa and I drove up. We saw NSYNC's final performance. I don't remember why you didn't go with us. I think you had like, well, you were still in school, right? You graduated that year.
Yeah.
I think that's why you didn't go with us, because it was April of your senior year.
Yeah, probably.
But
probably take finals or something.
Yeah, we drove up to the last show. We saw it in Fort Lauderdale, and then we drove up to Orlando the next day. And that was special. Their last show was pretty special.
I'm sure there was a lot of boo-hooing.
Well, they weren't saying that it was the end. That's what, so it was the last show of the tour, but they were not like, "And we're done."
Right, because that came later, right? Because
right.
Justin went solo.
But Joey's father, he was in the Not So Boy band, so they opened for NSYNC. They were one of the
yes.
like they were one of the opening acts. And Joey's father said, like as he was leaving the stage, he said something like, "We'll see you next time." And he goes, "I'm not the one retiring," and left the stage. I picked up on that right away. And then like Melissa was like, "Oh, he was joking." But like nobody did anything. But like he said that. So I don't know if he meant to. I don't know if he meant, like, what the implication behind that is, but he said that at NSYNC's last show. So. Oh. But like, everybody, you know, everybody was there because it was the Orlando show. Like, we could see right. Justin's mother dancing from where we were sitting. That's the first time I met Chris's mom, was that show. And, yeah, she's wonderful. That's what the podcast that they were talking about, like, that, like, Lance might have his mom on eventually. And, like, they were talking about, like, apparently JC's mom is the mayor of a city in Florida. Did you know that?
I thought they still lived in Maryland.
No, apparently, somebody said Florida. I didn't look it up, but apparently she's the mayor of her town. Karen Chizé.
What?
Yeah.
Gotta move there. What?
But, so they were talking about, like, all the moms, and they weren't talking about Chris's mother, and I was like, she's the best one! She's so nice. And she, like, didn't they all live in her house for a while? Like, before, like, Lynn and Diane, like, before they were able to get down there? Because, like...
I thought so.
I'm pretty sure that they all lived at Bev's house for a minute. I know, like, then, you know, Lou obviously, like, gave them that one house or whatever, but, like...
She is the mayor.
Yeah.
DeBerry, Florida.
So, I don't even know where that is.
I don't know. Where is DeBerry?
I can see you being like, oh, I am changing careers. I'm going to be the assistant to the mayor. Oh, what? Karen Chizé?
Yeah.
Sounds like a TV show. I'm going to write it.
It's apparently 23.21 miles from Orlando. And you can get there on I-4 West.
Nice. So you guys going there this weekend? In case anyone
wanted to know. Oh my goodness. If we were not quarantined, girl, I might.
He's in L.A., though. That's, I know. Listen, like, yeah. I know where I'm going next time I'm in L.A., so... Obviously got to check out Rocco's. Hmm. I need to know, like, what it is, because they were talking about, like, there's drag queens that perform there, and, like, obviously, I guess it's a gay bar. Is it a gay bar, though, or is it just, like, Lance's bar that does whatever?
Girl, you are asking the wrong person. I know nothing.
I know. I need to go there. I'm sad I haven't been there yet. I love L.A. But, yeah, I think that we have a lot of things we could discuss, and we can like, literally go track by track on albums and talk about feelings about albums and
I think talk about tours. Idea. Yes. Lots of tours.
I know that I have an album of those really great pictures from when we had floor seats, and I must have.
Yeah, and I feel like, I don't know if I took separate pictures or you gave me the doubles, but, like, I see those pictures in my head. I have no idea where they are.
I know, because, like, there was the time that, like, when JC and Chris were both on the one side
right
of that thing.
Above right above us.
Yes.
Yes.
In those red leather
that
pants.
That picture is etched in my brain.
Exactly.
Forever. Yeah.
And actually, some of it might even, like, I have, under my bed, I have this huge, like, one of those, you know, storage boxes. And that's, like, I know I have my box with, like, all my ticket stubs and stuff in it. So it might actually be in there. I don't know. I have those amazing pictures of Innocence from that concert before we hung out with them.
Are those pictures? Like, from when we hung out with them?
We didn't take a lot of pictures with them, but Veronica got me a set of, like, the professional photos from that. I have, like, really good, high-quality photos of them performing.
Fun.
Because Veronica Finn gave me a set of them. I want to say that, I mean, you've definitely seen them, I think. But overall, we're both named Stephanie. We both have a love of 90s pop music. And we want to share that love with you.
Yes.
Girl.
Love and memories and happiness. And, you know, we just, what's the deal with this pop life?
And clearly it never did fade out.
And it never will.
It won't. As long as there are teenage girls, there will be a boy band for them.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
And I just think that, like, pop music, for every generation, like, teenagers kind of cling to that happy pop music of their time, and they always have that to look back on, and it makes them reflect on their life in that time. And I think for most people, the teenage years are just happy and fun and reflective of, you know, youth.
Well, yeah, but it's also, I mean, it's a pretty safe bet that a teenage girl's first, like, foray into crushing and love is, like, a member of a boy band. Like,
yeah,
you're, like,
I think
you're
that's
hitting
fair.
Puberty right around the point where they start coming around and you're like, oh, look at him. What's this feeling? I don't understand what's happening.
You know what's so funny? I think that, like, the first guy from a group that I was super, like, in love with was Isaac Hansen. And nobody understood it.
You did love Isaac Hansen.
I did love Isaac Hansen.
You
but
did.
But you know what's funny? Like, he grew into that face, and he is so good looking now.
Yeah, I think he's the best looking one now.
I knew it the whole time. I was like, nope, it's going to be this one.
I have friends who still, like, they go to, like, the Hansen things that they do. Like, they do, like, weekends and stuff for, like, their fans. They're very hands-on with their fans.
Yeah, my sister-in-law actually met them at Disney World because they were doing the Eat to the Beat. But they were in Magic Kingdom with their families, and she was in the Pinocchio Village House restaurant, and he was there. And, you know, she just went up to him and asked him for a picture and met him, and he was super kind to her. And
I mean, the fact that they do these, like, retreats with their fans, like, shows that they seem like they're very kind.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they were, like, when we were in middle school, they definitely, that was, like, their peak. Them and the Spice Girls, they were everything.
Yep. The Spice Girls, that's, I mean, that's, I never got to see them. I was never, see, that's the thing. In middle school, I was not super, like, pop-centric.
No,
I
you
wasn't.
Weren't.
That's, I've always been, like, 90s alternative person, and then Melissa tricked me into liking NSYNC. And it didn't help my case that Chris had braids. Because that was, like, he looked exactly like the people that I was, like, that I was listening to. So.
Yeah.
He had hair like Jonathan Davis.
Those braids were so dumb.
I loved them.
I know you did. They were so dumb. I loved
them so. Remember how upset I was when he cut his hair?
I was like, finally, thank God.
Everybody and their mother was like, oh, look at how handsome he is. And I was like, no, where are the braids? I was the only person upset, I think.
I would, you know what, if I feel like if I ever got to, like, interview him or talk to him, I would ask him, like, what made you cut the hair? Was it a girlfriend? Because.
Well, but he was dating Danny during that. She was in the I Drive Myself Crazy video.
Yeah, I know. So she might have been like, all right.
Listen, I'm going to leave if you don't cut your hair. I don't think that's how it works.
Trade for trade.
Also, I don't know that discussing Danielle Rabb now would be appropriate. I don't know.
We could just ask him why he did it. Why he cut the braids. We can just ask him why he did it. I don't think that's wrong.
Well,
we could do
that. I think that we need to get, like, at least, like, 10 episodes deep before we start trying to get, like, NSYNC members on the show.
Okay. I feel like I'm down. I don't have anything else to do. We can cut them in the next 10 days. Let's go.
you're like 2 weeks. We're interviewing Chris. Like, no, I think we need to. Although,
I got this. I set high goals for myself, girl.
Listen, I firmly believe that now is the time, like, to get interviews done. Like, at first I was like, I don't want to do these things remotely, but everyone is sitting at home. Everyone is sitting at home. So now's the time to start these projects.
So what she's saying is, hello, JC. Hello, Joey. Hello, Lance. Hello, Chris.
Joey
hello,
looked at
Justin.
My Instagram story today. You know how you can, like, see who's looking at your stuff on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey looked at my story today. It's not as exciting because I didn't get to interact with him, you know?
Also, not to brag or anything, but Chris did regram our picture last week.
Yeah, Chris is pretty active on Instagram, which I'm very excited about, as I love him so much. But yeah, I was very happy when he posted that. Which, that picture of us is ridiculous. That should be our logo. That should be the icon.
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, so this is our plan to discuss 90s nostalgia with What's the Deal with This Pop Life. Stephanie came up with that name. other, the one that's not talking.
So I'm Stephanie with an F, and she's PH.
Well, the other thing is that I tend to go by Steph, and you do not.
No, I prefer Stephanie. That's my name.
So I always have introduced myself as Stephanie. And then, like, I feel like as people get comfortable, they just kind of call me Steph. And I'm sure people have tried to call you Steph as well. You have always corrected them.
Yeah, I don't like it. I've never liked it.
I tend not to. And again, talking about, like, an old friend of mine, we were out to lunch one time, and he introduced himself to the waitress. As people in the service industry tend to be a little friendlier to service industry folk.
Sure.
They just are, like, obviously. So, you know, she had taken our order. She had come back. He made a really stupid joke. And then he was like, oh, and what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. And he says, he introduced himself. And then he said, this is Steph, as I was saying Stephanie to her. Because I introduced myself as Stephanie. And he was like, oh, excuse me, Stephanie. So, like, acting like I had insulted him or something by saying my full name to this person, because he always introduced me as Steph. This is my girl, Steph. This is Steph. This is Steph. And then, like, I wouldn't correct that, but introducing myself to people, I don't think I've ever been like, oh, I'm Steph. But I will answer to Steph. So perhaps for this show, I may need to just be Steph to not confuse the fact that the hosts of this show have the same name.
I think that's fabulous. There's nothing wrong with us having the same name. We've had the same name since we were 12, and it's never
been. We've had the same name our whole life.
And to make it worse, like, sometimes Steph's parents would be yelling at her, and they would go, Stephanie Lynn, and we'd both go, what? Because we have the same middle name, too.
Yeah, and that was fun, because one of my birthdays or something, my father said Stephanie, and we both looked, and he said Stephanie Lynn, and we kept looking, and then he was like, are you serious?
Like, all right.
Yeah, so, I am Steph.
Yeah. I'm Stephanie.
This is going to be What's the Deal with This Pop Life, and we're going to discuss many different aspects of NSYNC and more. I feel like, who are we kidding? NSYNC will probably be discussed on every episode.
Yes. But other people will be discussed as well.
Yes. Do you have an idea for what the next, like, the official first, because this is like the intro episode. This isn't like a real episode.
I would really love, I would love to talk about No Strings Attached. Like,
the album or the tour or both?
Ooh, both.
Okay, because I think that's fair. I think that we should do like a rundown, like the way Lance did. We'll like go track by track and discuss it. But we should talk about the tour.
Yes, we have to talk about the tour. We have to.
Okay. I'm down with that. So our next episode, we will discuss
20 years, 20 great memories of No Strings.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Please, please, comment and tell us what you think of this. We're going to have to get some social media going.
So. All right, let's do it.
Okay. So thank you all for listening, and stay tuned, because things are going to happen.
All right. Bye, bye, bye.